Randy Dickhoot, Senior Vice President at Farmers National Company.
Randy, I'll start the conversation this way. I saw the headline to a recent article that you wrote about farmland values, and it jumped off the page to me. It's asking the question, where's the crisis? And I think farm crisis, those are terms that are coming up more and more frequently as the ag economy continues to struggle. But as far as farmland values, Randy, based on the headline anyway, maybe things aren't in crisis mode.
That's correct. You know, at this time, for any of us who lived and farmed or involved with agriculture from that late 70s and in the 1980s, quote, farm crisis, we look at the current, you know, lower commodity prices, the decline, you know, the historic highs in land values in the, you know, about 2013, 14, and then that gradual decline since then, and kind of wonder, well, is that it? Is it, could it be, you know, worse, which it could be, but the whole bottom line that, you know, some things are different fundamentally today at this time than they were during the 1980s. And that's, you know, we haven't reached that crisis point, or if we even will, in land values, you know, at this time compared to then.
Well, let's talk about some of those fundamentals. And when you look at corn and soybean prices, not necessarily recovering yet, I guess that's in the eye of the beholder, but we haven't seen a great improvement there with commodity prices. So what's been holding up farmland values, and why do you think we're not going to see that negative trajectory?
Really, the main reason it's held up the farmland values is there's just some less land on the market than there traditionally is. And there's some recent statistics coming, or will be coming out of Iowa, that, you know, there was less than 1% of the land traded hands, and the only part of that was in the open market in 2017. And that's what we've seen everywhere. The land market's truly a supply-demand based marketplace in this respect, and if there's less supply for sale, and even though the demand is a little weaker, there's still adequate demand to, you know, buy the good quality land for sale, and that helps support the prices.
Well, I'm not as close to this as you are, certainly, but when I think about the average age of farmers and the continued struggles with tight margins and more farmers just not being able to make it financially, I would think there's still a recipe for more farmland to exchange hands in the next year, two, three. So do you think that supply situation could actually increase?
As I kind of preface this, you know, right at this time, you know, we're not seeing, you know, any big effects of that. But going forward, you know, definitely there could be some more land on the market coming up. I think farmers in those situations, you know, sell land as one of the last resorts, so there could be other assets they may liquidate to help shore it up. But, excuse me, again, you know, if that's only a small amount of land coming on the market, then, you know, we'll still have that stability. But if there begins to be a greater flow, then that also affects it. But you have that along with, you know, we don't know exactly where or when or how high interest rates will go. That's another big factor that, you know, they're still historically low, which helps support land values. But as those go up and cap rates go up from, you know, correspond to treasury bill rates and stuff, that will have some effect going forward. So not sure where that will lead, but we keep an eye on it.
We typically talk in percentages as it pertains to farmland values going up or down, but when you look at a pretty good piece of farmland in, say, Iowa, when you look at the per acre value right now, you know, I've heard people talking about 8,000 being kind of on the lower end. If you get into 10,000, 11,000, that would be a pretty good price for somebody looking to sell farm ground right now. I mean, do you want to even delve into that as far as where the high and the low ends are, Randy?
I think you're probably pretty accurate there. Of course, it varies by the quality, and, you know, if we're staying with the good quality, the better land, definitely, you know, probably an average for the good quality land is in that 10.5 range or so. So you're right on the mark for that. Lower, and that's staying steady to actually increased a little bit by the statistics from several places in Iowa this past year. Whereas opposed to your lower quality, that's all harder to farm, not as productive, you know, is steady to still declining some. So, you know, definitely buyers are looking at the efficiency and productivity.
The supply-demand situation, interest rates, a couple of things you're saying to pay close attention to. Are there some other factors as it relates to farmland values?
Well, as you mentioned from the start, absolutely the commodity prices are a big factor. And yes, maybe the low commodity prices haven't affected the land values as much right now. But if that continues, you know, you're right that there will be continued to be more stress on the cash flows of farm operators, and how that will shake out, we'll just have to see. But, you know, I think farmers are learning to cope with some lower grain prices the best they can, and they've trimmed a few things and restructured some debt to help their cash flows. But that only goes so far if the commodity prices stay far lower than they need to be.
Randy, anything else on farmland values today?
Well, I think it's interesting, one, how it has responded over the last few years, and we definitely need to keep an eye on some things going forward because, as we know, whether it's trade or grain prices or weather, it all comes down to impact those land values because you're capitalizing those future income flows. So we'll see what happens.